Mizmor Kof Yud Het, Psalm 118 for Tanakh study. So this is the final Mizmor in the series of Halel HaMitzri, and again referring to how B'nai Israel was surrounded by Mitzrayim, Al Yam Suf, and they were constantly surrounded by enemies as well in the Midbar, hinting to Amalek and others, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu still saved them. Radak points out that there are really two layers to this mizmor. That really, as we read, it has a personal level for David HaMelech as well as a national level. The personal level, according to the Radak, that we're going to read in these verses, really expresses that David HaMelech experienced a tremendous amount of relief at the death of Shaul. Who, as we know from Tanakh, really pursued David relentlessly. And as David ascended the throne, David envisioned the many amazing initiatives or improvements which he planned to make for the betterment of the kingdom and for the welfare of the subjects. And on a national level, this composition reflects the extreme elation that Yisrael will have again at the final redemption. And we know that our rabbis teach us that really Yetziat Mitzrayim was a microcosm or a foreshadowing as well for what the final redemption will be, a tremendous enemy and finally full recognition that God is one, be it at for the people who are going through it as well as the nations who are watching it. And we mentioned that this is part of the Hallel, and it's really all about praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And one of the key phrases of Ki Le'olam Hasdo, which we'll be saying, is mean that his chesed endures forever. The kindness or righteousness endures forever. So every time we say Ki Le'olam Hasdo, that's what we mean. Okay, so let's get started with Mizmor. Pasuk Aleph, Hodu L'Adonai Ki Tov, Ki L'Olam Hasdo. Give thanks to Hashem, for He is good, Ki L'Olam Hasdo, His kindness endures and will last forever. Yomar Na Yisrael, Ki L'Olam Hasdo, Pasuk Bet. Let B'nai Yisrael say that the actual words of Ki L'Olam Hasdo, that His kindness lasts forever. Pasuk Gimal, Yomiru Na Bet Aharon, Ki L'Olam Hasdo, let the house of Aharon as well say Ki Le'olam Hasdo. Pasuk Dalet, Yom Runa Yir'e Adonai, Ki Le'olam Hasdo, let those who fear God also say Ki Le'olam Hasdo. Now, after this Pasuk Dalet, the Ki Le'olam Hasdo, we change over into the gears of where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the, why should we do this? We should do it because of the following. Pasuk he, min hamesar karatiya anani bamerchavya. From the dire straits, I called upon Hashem, and Hashem answered me with his bamerchav, with plentiful, expanding. Didn't just answer my basic request, but answered my deepest requests with tremendous amount of expansiveness. Pasuk Vav, Adonai li, lo ira, ma ya'aseh li adam. Hashem is with me, so therefore I have no fear. So how can man affect me? Pasuk Zayin, Adonai li be'ozerai, va'ani er'e besona'ai. Hashem is with me through my helpers, all the people that He gave to help me, and therefore I can face my enemies and the ones who hate me. Pasuk Chayet, tov lachasot ba'adonai, mibetowach ba'adam. It's better to take protection or refuge in Hashem than to rely on Adam, on a man. Pasuk Tet, tov lachasot ba'adonai, mibetowach bindivim. And in the same theme, it's better to, again, lachasot, to take protection from Hashem, than to rely on Nidivim. Nidivim were high-level people, officers, or really noblemen that were trusted. Pasuk Yod, Kol Goyim Sevavuni, B'Shem Adonai Ki Amilam. All the peoples and the nations surrounded me, and in the name of Hashem, I was able to cut them down. Pasuk Yod Aleph, Sabuni Gam Sebabuni, B'Shem Adonai Ki Amidam. They went around me in a circle. They encircled me, and they also surrounded me. In the name of Hashem, I cut them down. Amilam, I was able to cut them down. Pasuk Yod Bet, Sabuni Chidborim Do'achu Ke'esh Kotzim B'Shem Adonai Ki Amilam. They encircled me like a bee, Devorim, as they circle around with a flower, and then they're going to get the nectar from. But they are extinguished as fire consumes the thorns. And in the name of Hashem, again, Ki Amilam, I will cut them down. Pasuk Yod Gimel, Dacho Dehaitani Linpol V'Adonai Azarani. You pushed me down to the ground hard that I should fall, but Hashem helped me up. Azarani. He helped me, and obviously it plays on the beginning of the Pasuk of he helped me up when they tried to push him down. Pasuk Yadalir, Oziv Zimrat Ya, Vahi Li Lishua. My strength is the Zimra, right? It's the song, and the song is Hashem. And it led to my salvation. Here in this Pasuk, the Sephornu comes and says that this was really where this Pasuk really highlights how the running away from Shaul. That only through the strength and the song, being able to endure Shaul HaMelech with David's tremendous faith, and not only with that, but also having to draw strength from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's what ended up being allowing him to be saved. Pasuk Tevav, Kol Rina Vishua V'Haleh Sadikim Yimin Adonai Ose Hayil. So the sound of the rejoicing and the salvation is in the tents of the Ohalei Sadikim, of the righteous, and Hashem's right hand does great works, Oseh Hayil, does very valiant works. Pasuk Tetzain, Yemin Adonai Romema, Yemin Adonai Oseh Hayil. The right hand is raised up. Romema, raised up in victory, and Yemin Adonai Oseh Hayil, Hashem's right hand, again, does it valiantly. Pasuk Yudzayin, Lo Amut Ki Ehye Va'asaper Ma'aseya. I shall not die, and I shall live and tell over what Hashem has done for me. So here again, we see in this Pasuk, it could be for the public, for the national escape from Egypt, as each and every person that left Egypt could say this, but also on a personal level for David, that he was also, wow, look at everything that he escaped, and he was now able to tell over the greatness of Hashem. Pasuk Yod-Hayet, Yasori Serani Yah Velamavet Lo Netanani. And Hashem has allowed me to become, he gave me a lot of suffering, had me endure it, but lamavet lo natanani, but he didn't let me die. Pasuk yotet pitcholi sha'ar tzedek avo bam odeya. Says, open up for me the gates of kindness and righteousness, and I will enter them and thank Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk kaf ze ha'sha'ar ladonai sadikim yabo ubo. This is the gate of Hashem, and all the righteous shall go through it. When we look at this Pasuk, the Targum and Rashi, they identify this gate as the gate of the Beit HaMikdash that leads to the house of Hashem. And another proof, we said in the beginning of Halel HaMitzri, that this was probably said at Shalosh Regalim, when Bnei Israel was all together, and we echo this with saying it as our Halel, also on the Shalosh Regalim. And also the explanation of saying that it was not only referring to the temple could also mean that it's also referring to Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim is also, once the people even started to see it, they already pointed to Zeh HaSha'ar LaHashem, that to understand that it was even Yerushalayim that had that kedusha. Pasuk Kaf Aleph, Odechaki Anitani Vatihi Li Lishua. I thank you for you've answered me and became my Yeshua, my salvation. Pasuk Kaf Bet, Eben Ma'asu Habonim Hayita LeRosh Pinna. The stone which the builders really despised, that has become the cornerstone, meaning the people that were fashioning and in charge of the government and had conspired against that David, it was now back in its right place, and now David, the person who was saying, he's going to get thrown out, he's the cornerstone. Pasuk Kaf Gimel, Me'et Adonai Hayita Zot, Hi Niflat Be'ayinenu. This has emanated from Hashem, and it is wondrous in our eyes, because it's only through Hashem's miracles can it happen. Pasuk Kaf Dalet, Zeh Hayom Asa Adonai, Nagila V'Nismecha Bo. This is the day that Hashem has made, and we'll rejoice and be glad with Him. And again, it works on so many levels. V'Aliyah LaRegel, currently now here in the Gola, David HaMelech, once Shaul passed away, and messianically at the end of days. Pasuk Kaf He, Anna Adonai Oshi Anna, Anna Adonai Atzlihana. Oh Hashem, right, please be the one to save us, and Hashem, please make us prosper. Pasuk Kavav, Baruch Haba B'Shem Adonai, Berach Nochem, Bibet Adonai. Blessed be He who comes in the name of Hashem, and we bless you from the house of Hashem. Pasuk Kavzain El Adonai V'Aya Irlanu Isruhag Ba'avotim Ad Karnot HaMizbeah. Hashem is the true God, and He lit the way for us, and tie up the festival offering with these cords to the corners of the altar. Meaning, let's get Ba'avotim Ad Karnot HaMizbeah. We're ready to sacrifice. We're here, we partied, we understand that it's great. Place the korban on, and let's praise Hashem. And what should we say? Eliata ve'odeka Elohai arom emeka. You are my God, and I will thank you, my God, and I will exalt you. Kaftet hodu l'Adonai ki tov ki le'olam hasto. Again, as we mentioned from the beginning of this word, give thanks to Hashem, for He is good, and His kindness endures forever. You'll notice most of these pesukim, we have the custom to double. And anytime we double the pasuk, as is brought down in the halacha, it usually comes to show a tremendous amount. Two reasons why: either A, we don't like the note that we're ending off on, right? like we have at the end of Echa, that's the second to last pasuk of Echa, but we repeat it because we don't like the last. Not we don't like. We don't want to end off on the bed on the negative note. Of ad me'od, that's an echav, that Hashem has gone too far. And the second reason why you'll double a pasuk is also to show tremendous happiness and simcha while you're singing. So each one of these verses, which shows the elation of Bnei Israel and or David, it was so powerful that we have the custom when we say our hallel to say it twice.